Durgavati earns $50 a month working as a part-time cleaning maid in Gurgaon, a posh area on Delhi's outskirts. A recent $5 raise in her salary means little to her. Durgavati says despite the salary increase, she has had to cut down on the food she buys for her family because prices of everything from lentils and grains to vegetables and milk have risen hugely in the last year. India's booming economy has raised the standard of living for the 300 million strong middle class. But the vast proportion of the country's poor are grappling with the inflation that has accompanied the boom. Inflation currently stands at more than 6.5%, its highest level in 2 years. Property prices in some cities have more than doubled, and apartment rentals are up by more than 50% in the last 2 years. The stock markets have risen more than fourfold over the past 4 years. Prices of steel and cement are at all-time highs. The rising prices are causing concern that the economy may be overheating. For millions of poor people like Durgavati, a recent government forecast that the economy will grow at more than 9% for the second year in a row has little meaning. Inflation, however, has begun to hit the headlines, and the government has gathered its top economic advisers to deal with the problem. It says lowering prices is a key short-term priority. Import duties on items such as cement and edible oils have been cut. The central bank has raised interest rates to curb a wave of buying on credit. There is also a proposal to lower fuel prices, which are partly blamed for stoking inflation. Economists are looking for these measures to have an impact over the next several months. Soumitra Chaudhary, an economic advisor with the credit rating agency ICRA, says inflation is always a key concern in rapidly growing economies. He credits the government with trying to solve the problem.
If you're going to grow at 9.2%, 8.5%, or 8% at any one of these levels, inflation will be something that you'll have to watch out for. So if you don't take necessary steps, it can get a bit out of control. And I think the government on the fiscal side and central bank on the monetary side has been trying to get a fix on inflation.
Political analyst Mahesh Rangarajan points out that the Congress Party came to power in 2004 on promises of improving the lives of the poor. He says rising food prices could turn out to be political dynamite for the party, which is in the midst of state elections in Punjab, Manipur and Uttaranchal this month. The country's most populous and politically significant state, Uttar Pradesh, goes to the polls in April.
Historically, inflation has been a very critical political factor in India. Logical, because 1 out of 4 people is below what is officially defined as the poverty line, and a much larger number is probably just above that line. Given that the government came to power, Congress Party saying it's the government of the common man and woman, the common woman and man will now be asking questions on what it's actually done for them.
Independent political analyst Prem Shankar Jha says the government will have to pay more attention to those being left behind.
Any rapid growth, you're going to get winners and losers. It is a part of our duty to simultaneously be thinking about the losers, even as we are applauding and delighting in the success of the winners.
Political analysts say the government will have to pay increasing attention to improving the lot of the poor as it prepares for national elections in 2 years' time. Economists, meanwhile, worry that steps taken to rein in inflation could dampen economic growth. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.